It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugie.
Hi again, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Our topic matter for the next few minutes, mainly going to be about Agriculture's Clean Water Alliance, or ACWA. Joining us today is Roger Wolf, who is the director for the Research Center for Farming Innovation with the Iowa Soybean Association, but he's also executive director of Agriculture's Clean Water Alliance. I assume that all keeps you busy, Roger. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Hey, Ken, I'm really glad to share our story today, and you introduced me there. Iowa Soybean and Agriculture's Clean Water Alliance, and like I told you earlier today in our personal conversation, it kind of works hand in glove. At Iowa Soybean, we're really focused on farmers, and with the Agriculture's Clean Water Alliance, you have a group of ag retailers who provide all the product services and technical assistance to those farmers. And these folks have been focused on soil and water quality for quite some time, but we're really excited about some new announcements.
Well, and I know before we get to that all ties together under that umbrella that you work under with the Soybeans Association of Farming Innovation. Has this organization been around for a while?
Well, yeah. I came to Iowa Soybean in the year 2000, and we've been building a program here focused on helping farmers with on water quality and soil conservation, and really bringing data and science into the picture because the long-term productivity, profitability, and sustainability for natural resources is putting all those pieces together. So it's been going on for quite some time, and like I said, it works hand in glove.
So how does the ACWA fit into the picture? Because, you know, it would seem to some of us who maybe are not involved in farming, like me, that the focus on water quality and improving that is something that's been here over the last several years. But maybe I just didn't understand that it was out there 20, 30 years ago. I'm sure it was on the farmer's mind, but it has become more important, hasn't it?
Well, it definitely has. Our water quality challenges didn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. One of the things that happens with water leaving our agricultural landscape is that weather drives a lot of this, and certainly those downstream impacts, we're starting to understand them better. These issues have been around for quite some time, but trying to figure out, you know, how can we really move the needle and get the job done? To do that, we have to engage a lot more farmers. We have to scale up the practices that can reduce nutrient loss, can improve soil health, and can really treat the landscape, if you will, mm-hmm. So that the receiving waters downstream are of a different quality. This is a big state. It's a big agricultural land base, and it takes everybody pulling the rope together in alignment. And Agriculture's Clean Water Alliance, you know, these are the ag retailers, and all farmers interface with, you know, they're buying fertilizer, they're buying seed, they're buying chemicals to make that production system go. And even our livestock producers, you know, that's where they get their feed. And so, it's a big integrated system, and the retailers really have been putting their best foot forward to provide the leadership and collective voice and leadership to really give some more horsepower to making all this work happen on farm.
Well, Roger, I understand that there's going to be a formal announcement of something related to the ACWA come Friday, but I also understand that you're going to give us a little bit of sneak preview. So what's going on right now?
Well, you know, the big news is for folks over in West Central Iowa have heard about Agriculture's Clean Water Alliance, and there may be others across the state that have heard about it from time to time, but they were very much focused in the Raccoon River watershed mm-hmm. and and the Boone River watershed. As we look at the existing membership, well, they have locations really covering probably 70% of the state already. And so the board made a decision that they were going to expand their membership statewide. So that's kind of the big news. And we're going to be working to secure new members in areas, you know, particularly over in eastern Iowa. But what we found with the locations that the existing members have, you know, they're covering a lot of other watersheds where we have priority work occurring, including, like, for instance, the Cedar River, the Skunk River, the Nishnabotna River, you know. And so what we're trying to do is just muster more leadership and more engagement with the locations across the state.
Well, that sounds like that's going to keep you even busier. You know, the way you term that brought a question to my mind, and you know, I think we sometimes think that there's, you know, two basic levels of farming. You've got the mom and pop farmer, and then you've got the big conglomerates. But it doesn't make any difference whether you're working one farm or you're overseeing multiple ones. You know, you got to have good water in order to farm.
Yeah, you know, farmers live and work in these landscapes too. You know, they're raising livestock. You know, farmers aren't monolithic. They're recreating, fishing, and canoeing and kayaking, and so, you know, and they enjoy the natural resources just like urban folks do. And so, yeah, you're absolutely right. Farmers rely on quality water, and frankly, water management as well. You know, a lot of times farmers, when we think about water, you know, either have too much or too little. I know it's dry right now. We'd like a little bit of rain. We're wishing for it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all these things, farmers have no choice but to farm in whatever the weather is that they're dealt. And then, you know, all these issues impact what leaves our farm. So farmers are using conservation systems, nutrient management practices, edge of field practices, buffers, all kinds of practices. So, you know, where does a farmer go to get that information? And so one of the things that is really beginning to emerge is this even stronger leadership from ag retail in terms of helping farmers understand how these pieces fit together.
So, what does someone like me, you know, I don't know if I'm that much average or not, but I'm an average, as I keep saying in some of these conversations, I'm just a big city boy, grew up in the big city, don't know a lot about farming. Mm-hmm. But what do some of us who aren't involved in farming need to know about the water quality in our state?
Well, you know, one of the things as you kind of get into it, you know, you want to know what the condition is, and so water testing and analysis can give us an idea of what the nutrient levels are, and one of the things we found with and really HCWA, this is their data set, you know, they've been monitoring the water up and down these watersheds for years. Mostly to figure out, you know, how does water change over time? Where in the landscape should we focus our attention and resources? And then that would then lead to guiding future work. But, you know, for the average folks, you know, they can investigate, you know, what they know about water quality in their area. We know that there are places in Iowa that have good water quality. We know there are places that there's a lot of room to improve, and we know that, and it's a work in progress. And I tell folks too that, you know, and I think a lot of urban folks, non-farm folks, you know, they care about the water, and they want to know what's going on the land. So part of this is communicating about how the land is being improved, how agriculture is taking a proactive stance in this. And so, you know, of course, we're doing that all in the context of, you know, it's a big job, right? Mm-hmm. So we're being real about this conversation and trying to make investments to make a difference.
We're visiting with Roger Wolf, Executive Director of Agriculture's Clean Water Alliance, also known as ACWA. What have you come across lately that has you kind of thought, well, gee, that's a good idea when it comes to water quality. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, right. You know, several things. These edge of field practices. What can we do? When the tile line is emptying into the stream, there is an opportunity to take that tile line and treat it. And we do that with practices like bioreactors, saturated buffers, wetlands. We can run the tile water that, you know, might have elevated nitrate levels into one of these practices. And that's some of the newest kind of practices that farmers are implementing. And we do that in combination with taking care of all those infield practices like optimizing nutrient management. If a farmer's using manure, how do we blend the manure with other nutrient programs so that we're working to optimize that for crop production? So we're trying to make these systems work better, both in field and at the edge of the field as well.
Now, I'm sure that there are a lot of goals and a lot of branches to the goals that the ACWA has, but is there one overriding goal that you hope that the organization will be able to get to at some point, either short-term or long-term?
Well, it's kind of a combination of things. We really need to engage more farmers. We need this acting in concert really move the needle. One of the things that ACWA has championed is a code of conduct in terms of fall fertilizer. And so this collective action that ACWA does on the timing of fall applied anhydrous, and using soil temperatures, for example. So acting in concert to help apply best management practices. And then probably one of the more exciting goals that has taken place in the last year or so is the hiring of what we're calling conservation agronomists. And this is a new position that's within ag retail where conservation specialists are aligned directly with the field marketing folks that are selling the seed, the fertilizer, and chemistry. So these new positions are really helping with the conservation delivery.
Well, it sounds like you got a lot on your plate and a lot to do, and good luck with this expansion into serving more folks around the state and continued success, and we hope we'll get a chance to visit with you again somewhere down the road on all this.
Well, I'm sure you will, there's a big story here, so I appreciate the time.
Well, we appreciate your time. That's Roger Wolf. He is Executive Director of Agriculture's Clean Water Alliance, ACWA, also Director with the Iowa Soybean Association's Research Center for Farming and Innovation. Again, Roger, thank you. And thank you all for being with us today on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.